knew you'd seen me, but I didn't know you noticed. Wednesday afternoons became my favourite part of the week. I would go to that bakery every single week. I mean, who really needed that many cupcakes? I'm pretty sure my office enjoyed it though. Sometimes I'd wait to see if you'd leave the fire station. Sometimes I'd go first and wonder if you'd follow. I just assumed it was coincidence. At first, yeah, you intimidated me. Your size. But then, you smiled. And I smiled. And that was it. But I never got the impression that you ran into me. But anyway, I'd sworn off men. After that last ex, I didn't want to date for a long time. But there was something about you. Something that I just couldn't, wouldn't forget. Maybe it was the way that your t-shirt wrapped around those arms. Those biceps. God. How could you blame a girl for thinking about them? They told me in the bakery that you'd been asking about me. But I never believed them. Because after all, there was only one person you really had to ask. And we never really exchanged more than a few words. I watched though. I seen that you were buying donuts for the guys at the station. And when you ordered that cake for your niece, that made me smile. You see, the guys I usually go for, they're not interested. Say boys, their shiny shoes and fancy cars. And it's good for a while. But it never lasts. A guy like you? I feel like you could look after me. And hopefully a little bit more too. So that day, when you asked if I wanted to go for dinner, I didn't know what to say. I seen the nudges and the smiles from the staff. I seen the "I told you so" look from the manager. And honestly, I couldn't say yes quick enough. Just the thought of being on your arm. That's enough. It's definitely enough to keep a girl going for a while. So here I am, wondering what to wear, how to do my hair. Now, you've seen me in my work clothes, the pencil skirts and the button down blouses. But what if you don't like me? The me that you've seen? I have to get somewhere. I will work my ass off to get to where I want to be. But will you still be happy with the scruffy jeans and the t-shirt? I am getting way ahead of myself here. We've not even been for dinner. So anyway, I don't think you can go wrong with a little black dress sitting just above the knee, long enough that It's decent, it's classy. But that slit up the back, just enough to get your imagination running wild. The place that you suggested, it's nice. Not where I'd usually go, because I'd stick out like a sore thumb. Not where my usual guys would take me, because it's not flashy enough. But I'm sure it'll be good. I want to sit across from you at dinner and watch you watch me. I want to know that you'll pay attention. But I also want to know that in your mind, you're wondering what's underneath that dress. Because I really hope that you're not a complete gentleman. I want you to wonder if those are stockings or hold-ups. I want you to wonder if my underwear is lace or silk. Or something altogether different. I want you to imagine zipping me out of it. I want to casually brush my foot against your leg and see if the contact makes you jump. And see if you're far too cool for that and you can handle it. I want to flirt over our wine and our dinner. And when I'm sure, you'll pour me a glass, because, like I said, gentlemen, I want to brush my arm with yours. I want to get up to go to the bathroom and brush my arm across your shoulder, that you don't be back in just a second. I want to know if you watch me walk away. I'm sure you'll be the perfect gentleman in public. But what I hope is that when I get you back all to myself, that's when the fun really starts. You walk me home. I'll invite you in for a coffee, of course. I wonder how long it will take when we're inside my apartment for you to make a move, for you to kiss me, for you to push your body against mine, and for you to feel the hunger behind it. Because I hope you want this as much as I do. I've never been with a guy like you. And I'm pretty sure you're the kind of guy that gets what he wants. The kind of guy that likes to call the shots. And you can. Don't get me wrong. I'll fall right back into doing exactly what I'm told. I want to try something first. I want to watch you watch me undress. You can do my zip and let my black dress fall to the floor. I wondered if you guessed right. Lace is what I've decided to go for. Let's step out of the dress and look at you. Maintain eye contact for as long as you can. Until I know it's killing you. Not being able to look over my body. So I relent. And I watch you drink me in. Will that be enough to make you hard? I wonder. I want to unbutton your shirt. Button down. Rolled sleeves. This is my dream after all. I want to hear you unbuckle your belt. That noise just does things to me. Unbutton your trousers and let them fall. I wonder if we'll get as far as a bedroom. Or you want to just bend me over the couch? Either way works for me. But the one thing I know is that this isn't going to be a one-off. If you get as far as my apartment tonight, you can be there for as long as you want, as often as you want. And God, I want it. I want to feel those calloused hands running over my soft skin. I want to feel them fumbling with my bra, tugging at my panties. Maybe we can leave the stockings on for now. I want to feel you push your hard cock deep inside me. Take me. Own me. And do whatever you want. The pressure of your body on mine. The thrusting getting harder and faster. Filling me with every inch of you. It doesn't take much to make me come, not in the right hands, but I know you have me over and over and over, and to the point that I just can't take anymore. And when we get there, when we get to that point, I know you just keep going. I know you whispered in my ear that I should be a good girl and I should take it. And I will. Because that's what I do. That's the kind of girl I am. And dig my nails into those biceps. Those ones I've seen so many times in that t-shirt. And then, as I clench around you one more time, screaming out your name, I know I've pushed you over the edge. I feel you empty yourself into me, and God, it's incredible. It's everything I hoped for. Nothing I've ever felt before, but it's something that I hope I'm feeling for a long, long time.